Before September 11th, few could have predicted a U.S. military presence in the former Soviet Republic of Kyrgyzstan. According to U.S. military sources, about 1,000 American troops are stationed there, supporting U.S. operations in nearby Afghanistan. In the past, Kyrgyzstan has had its own troubles with Islamic militants, but the government of President Askar Ankayev faces another challenge, protests over its cooperation with the United States. NPR's Lawrence Sheets reports from the center of the protest movement in southern Kyrgyzstan.
It's a remote setting for a political rally, a crumbling asphalt road lined by bone-dry mountain slopes. Activist Nomanjan Arkabayev shouts into a megaphone to several hundred men decked out in embroidered pointy hats and women in brightly colored dresses. He later explains his grievance. President Akayev's illegitimate government is blocking the democratic development of our country, Arbakayev says. We want to remove Akayev by peaceful means. But if that doesn't work, then personally, I'm prepared to take up arms. These protests began when a local parliamentary deputy was charged with corruption. The opposition says he was singled out for demanding Akayev's impeachment over a border agreement that gave neighboring China a chunk of disputed land. Akayev's a physicist who used to be a Western poster child for democracy and free markets. But people here now scoff at his promise to turn Kyrgyzstan, with its stunning mountain scenery, into the Switzerland of Central Asia. He promised Switzerland, but we live in squalor, says Elman, another demonstrator. Everyone here agrees that Kyrgyzstan's squalor is the main reason for the unrest. Kyrgyzstan's infrastructure is crumbling. Down the road from the demonstration, villagers like 62-year-old Lyuba walk long distances to collect water from common wells. She says some people have gotten sick from drinking out of local streams.
Under the Soviet Union, we had everything. Now I have to walk 3 kilometers for a bucket of water. That's what they have driven us to.
Many here accuse President Akayev of divvying up Kyrgyzstan's resources among members of his family and clan. Cotton farmers like Abdul Akhmurov say a firm with ties to the president's son has monopolized the cotton trade. We used to sell to a Turkish firm. They gave us higher prices for the cotton, says Akhmurov. Then armed men threatened to kill the foreigners until they went away. Akhmurov says now the farmers are forced to sell cotton cheap to local dealers who make a big profit on reselling it. But presidential adviser Bulat Januzakov says falling world cotton prices are to blame for the farmers' plight, not a government racket. He says the protests in the south are proof of democracy in Kyrgyzstan. He says they show that the government allows dissent. But the presidential adviser doesn't dispute another contentious issue. The Kyrgyz government, which often can't pay wages and pensions, receives no money from the U.S. for the use of its airbase here. The American presence has pumped millions into some local businesses, but airport rent and landing fees go to a private company with ties to President Akayev's nephew. Newspaper editor Melis Eshimkhanov supports the U.S. presence here, but he says Kyrgyzstan got a bum deal financially.
President Akayev didn't even bother to negotiate with the U.S. government. He gave everything away for pennies, and that's unforgivable.
U.S. diplomats say they're pleased with President Akayev's cooperation in the war on terror. They deny that the American presence here has emboldened the president and allowed him to toughen his stance with the opposition. The diplomats say they continually raise human rights with the president, and they note that President Akayev has relaxed pressure on the independent media lately. But newspaper editor Eshimkhanov says the president needs to do much more to rein in his political cronies and stamp out corruption.
Akayev has two choices. Either he can return to the democratic Akayev we used to know, or he can be forced out by civil war.
The country's prime minister this week also warned of the potential for serious violence after 10 straight days of anti-government demonstrations. Lawrence Sheets, NPR News, Tashkent, Kyrgyzstan.